Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated her 22nd anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, and she joined us in the very first year we were in business. We got her right out of elementary school. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Pound for pound, nobody works harder for small businesses than Karen, and she's our good friend and my hero. Karen, welcome back.
Jim, so good to be here with you. Having a great 2020 so far. I hope you are, too.
Absolutely, and it's better now that you're here. Hey, Karen, the president's speech was interesting on many levels. The most interesting level to me, though, wasn't so much the politics of it or the infamy at the end there by the speaker or things like that. Even the people who were called out in the audience, which was great. But I was, as a small business person myself representing the sector, I was really excited about the fact that the president could identify economic indicators that weren't promises to keep, but promises already kept, accomplishments already in the books, on the books, being fulfilled and cashed in and checks being written on them. The economic points he made were happening. Nobody could refute those things. And never mind him, I was happy about it for small business. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I agree totally. And the president was totally justified in taking multiple victory laps, you know, on the economic data, the numbers, the performance of the economy, you know, wage growth. I mean, everything he cited in that State of the Union address, you know, to me, I was very, very proud because I know that entrepreneurs and small businesses are playing a huge and outsized role in terms of delivering those numbers, because they're confident, they're optimistic. They have resources, right? There's more certainty. They know the government, the policies are a wind at their backs as opposed to, you know, threats that are taking away focus from their business. So, and the good news is coming, right? I mean, the job numbers on Friday, and I think there's more to come.
Were you surprised? I mean, over 200,000 jobs in January. My goodness, that's astonishing.
200,000 jobs, Jim. People coming off the sidelines that are now jumping into work because they see, you know, the opportunity because of the solid wages, and just the overall confidence, you know, of Americans is just incredible. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, we're not still working on a number of fronts, but Jim, it was all great news, and I think it was a very powerful State of the Union speech that symbolized his energy, the spirit of America, the enthusiasm he brings to the job. And of course, as you know, Jim, I'm biased, but small business owners and entrepreneurs are driving a lot of that.
There's no question about it. No, it's exciting, and they're doing it in a higher quality way than ever before. Not only have their balance sheets become stronger, not only is their cash flow in better shape than it's ever been in my career, Karen, which is a whole lot longer than even yours, but the growth that they're experiencing, the way they're going about their business, they're funding their growth more organically than ever before. They're not borrowing money to do it. That's a good sign for any future downturn. Small business sector will be able to weather that better than ever before. I'm convinced. That's my prediction. Ever before. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Because, as you know, Jim, what small business owners want to do with their profits is to drive them back or put them back into their business, into investment, to be more competitive, to grow the business, to maintain their employees, to provide them with benefits. They need those resources, and they, as you know, the preference is to use the profits to do so. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really good thing. Obviously, the tax cuts, the regulatory relief, consumer confidence. It is just all really, really good news. And their outlook for the economy, all the surveys that I saw, Jim, are very, very positive.
Everyone, the NFIB, the U.S. Chamber of MetLife, the Vistage report, I mean, our report, our own polling, Karen, is just 80% of small businesses are excited about 2020. Only about 15% of our respondents were concerned about 2020. That's never happened before. Quick break. Right back with Karen Carrick. And stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.